I just came across this yesterday. I thought it might be interesting to you, just vis-a-vis the things we were saying last week. The world has been pretty much unaware of the Muslim influence of Islam. In fact, I have a more than 200-page report to Congress, a special committee that studied the Middle East. And it's a very thorough digest of the whole Middle East, American involvement in the Middle East, and all the rest of it. And they hardly mention Islam. And yet it's the most significant force. But they're now beginning to awake to that. Now, if you will recall, last week I was talking to you about these things, and I outlined for you the area that I said was the crucial area as far as the Muslim world is concerned. And so I brought this along. Time magazine has done a many-page report on Islam. In fact, it's coming out in all the magazines. Major magazines are dealing with Islam now. Came across this article, and there's a map, a world map, outlines almost exactly what I told you last week was the crucial area going across the Caucasus Mountains. Remember I told you to start at the Caucasus and you go clear over to the Indus River and you go down, take in Saudi Arabia and down into Africa, about halfway through Africa and back up to Morocco. And I said that is the crucial arena today, and I said that it's 85% Muslim. They say it's 90%. I said 85, but we're not too far off on that. All of this emerged in my thinking from this study of the scripture itself, not that the name Muslim is there, although there's a fascinating little item in there that I probably wouldn't stake my life on, but in Daniel 11, the revelation there that is given to Daniel says that this Antichrist, who's in view there in Daniel 11, will worship the God of forces. It's a very interesting word because it doesn't mean a whole lot in English. But in the Hebrew texts, the Hebrew word is ma'azon. In the Semitic languages, Arabic and Hebrew are both Semitic languages, and they relate to each other very closely. The consonants of that word would be M-Z-Z-N with another consonant that would only be designated by a little apostrophe mark. But this person that stands up on the minaret and calls the faithful to prayer five times a day is called the Mu'ezzin. And all the consonants of this word Ma'azon are in that word. And the vowels are, of course, insignificant in the Hebrew and in the Semitic language. In fact, they weren't even there. The original text didn't use vowels, they were more, the word was all consonants, but it was pronounced by tradition. So you've got the exact same consonants there. Now that would, the minaret is this tower, is all over the middle of the Middle East, and this Mu'ezzin, who is the one who gets on that minaret and calls these people to prayer. Well, what he says, of course he says it in a high-pitched voice, but he says, Allahu Akbar, Muhammadan Rasulullah, which means Allah is great, and Muhammad is his prophet. These little fortresses throughout the land, these minarets, got this Mu'ezzin that calls in prayer. So it says this Antichrist is going to leave the God of his fathers and worship the God of forces. Very interesting thing. I wouldn't probably write it down because I wouldn't want to be called in question about it.